This is a CancerAct New York news conference. This conference is on the subject of the health problems that exist at the Akwesasne Reserve on the St. Lawrence River in upstate New York and in the province of Quebec. It is on the subject of the health problems in that part, that place, and a World Health Organization report. The World Health Organization report is titled Persistent Organic Pollutants Impact on Child Health. WHO is recommending that the health arena leaders join forces to minimize the exposure that children receive to persistent organic pollutants. Joining us today on the news conference is Dr. David Carpenter, David O. Carpenter, MD. He is the director of the SUNY Albany Institute for Health and Environment. We're expecting that Dr. Carpenter will be joining us soon. To lead off the news conference, we're having Larry Thompson. Larry Thompson is a First Nations activist and environmentalist and strong-hearted, clear-minded human being that has recently taken action to basically awaken everyone in the St. Lawrence River Valley and upstate New York about the problems that people can encounter when they are exposed to PCBs. How's it going, Larry?
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, just tell people what you want them to know about your experiences with PCBs and how it came to be necessary for you to do something as strategic and as hard-hitting as taking the backhoe and digging into the toxic mound there on the former GM powertrain site with the PCBs there. Tell us about the health problems you've encountered there at Akwesasne.
Well, in actuality, it's not just the reservation. It's the whole northern New York, all the way to, I guess, Plattsburgh, Watertown, and in that area. Anybody that's living near the waters, anybody that's living near the plants, toxic waste dumps or sites that are affected. If you worked at the plants, then you're retired, then you're affected. Your wife is probably affected by way of doing your laundry, and your children getting into the same car or same truck that you go to work back and forth. So it's not just a reservation that we're concerned about. It's basically the human beings that are affected by this invisible toxic chemicals that are that we have become exposed to.
Yep.
In the situation where we're located in, I was brought up right adjacent to the General Motors location where the Supermount is, containing the toxic waste. It's a big mountain covered up with clay, probably anywhere from 16 to 20 inches, and then topsoil on top of that. It looks really nice and non-dangerous, but in fact, it's leaching out underground and through the clay cap. My understanding, and we have a couple of ponds only because of the fact that we're lowered in the dump, so naturally it's all going to run downhill.
Okay.
And we used to have our gardens right there, so we planted corn, tomatoes, potatoes, the whole nine yards, unbeknownst to us that how serious it was as a child, anywhere from the age of 7 years old to probably 24 when I ended up relocating. Anyways, people are exposed to the air, the water, the animals that they hunt there, whether it be deer or fishing in the areas, and then they pass it on to their families or friends in regard to sharing, say, perhaps a deer. They would give it to friends, and unbeknownst to them that it was contaminated. So this has been going on for quite some time, probably 40 years, 45 years. And as time went along, we probably, my wife and I, got involved more on a serious note with regard to what we were up against. And this probably started around 25, 30 years ago. And we educated ourselves as to the conditions that we're living under. So bring it up to date as to how the people are around here. Located in Messina or Malone, you just go through the obituaries, and it tells you pretty much most of the time as to how they passed away. And the common denominator would be either cancer or a heart attack and other diseases, leukemia, that are connected with, the way I understand, reading and doing the research, connected to PCBs. And we all know that the General Motors plant is full of it, where they piled the PCBs raw. They had big lagoons where they just put it on the ground, and there was big ponds of them, a couple of them, I understand. When it would rain, then it would get overflowed and come onto our property. So one of the tests that they've done was with the turtles, and the turtle eggs were really exposed to the PCBs, and that's about when we got involved, and that was around in the 80s. So today, looking around and hearing the people that have been affected, which by way of cancer, and the latest one why I went in the direction I did with going into the plant was because my sister had her kidney taken out. It was full of cancer. One kidney was taken out. And then another friend, as I indicated before, I met him at the clinic here on the res, and he has also got cancer. And he's my age, 57 years old. So there's many people on this reservation and throughout the community area that, I mean, as young as 10, 8 years old, my friend right now today is going to Ottawa and getting treatments for his daughter. And she's only 12 years old, 13, if that. And she's got cancer.
What
so
kind of cancer?
What happened was that there was, I'm sure you're aware, they made a compact with, meaning the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe made a compact with New York State, General Motors, and the federal government all come into agreement that they would leave this monstrous mountain of poison. And it was agreeable by all parties that signed into this compact. And that's where I drew the line. I said, no, that can't stay there. Not the way they want to leave it. Which is, you got to understand, there's no underlining on this toxic mound. It's just sitting on the ground and covered up with this clay. And I had to bring attention, and the only way I could bring attention to it was to go in there and start digging it up to bring awareness to the surrounding areas that this is not safe. I care not what EPA says. They're protecting the corporation the way I understand, I feel. They are limited in their power, and to go in this direction, they're protecting the corporations. And the law is, it would seem, is protecting the big guy and does not protect the little guy. And while I'm on the subject of law, what you have to understand, the tribe, St. Regis Mohawk Tribe, we're not affiliated with that, myself and I. We are of the St. Regis, we are of the Ogallala Signatory Tribe, which is ancient law. So when they made this compact, you have to understand, that does not bind us. We're independent from that entity. And we're protected by what they call international law. And we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that where this location is, where the mound sets, is still under original legal Indian title. And we're going to go in the direction of proving that. And that'll be coming down the road. If they decide to indict, then we're more than happy to go into that system and educate them, because it's a command that the clan mother, Casas Omises, has placed on me to go in there and inform the so-called domestic law courts of our legal position, that the land is still in original Indian title, and they put this poison on original Indian title land, and they were commanded to remove it. Anything short of that is not acceptable. So the letters were sent out to Obama, the governor of New York, General Motors, Racer Trust, and we went in the direction also of putting a legal notice in the paper probably 2 months ago. And you'd have to do that 3 times in a row, which we did. So anyone that is interested in buying that property, I can only suggest that they be caught up in a legal battle that they're going to lose, only because of the fact that General Motors received that property by way of fraud and bad faith and were issued a deed that is a fraud, and we can prove that. So when we go in the direction of going into their court, we're going to educate them as to why we are a unique nation. We are not of the Saint Regis Mohawk tribe, the 5, 6, 7 nations, nor the Band Council on the Canadian side. We are of traditional ancient descent, and the mound has to be removed because that is the order or the command from the Casas Omises, which is the Bear Clan Mother.
Can you give us just a little bit of the insight into why the Clan Mother believes so deeply that the toxic mound and the PCBs should be removed from that land?
Well, it's our belief and our teachings that the women are the title holders to the land, and it's their responsibility to take care of the earth. And this is the position that she holds and that she has to enforce. So she has appointed me to go in the direction of what I did. I didn't just do it on my own. I was commanded to do this, and I did. You do not question the authority of the Casas Omises, which is the Clan Mother. And she's doing what was given to her by creation to protect the land, the earth, and all humankind. All animals, all four-legged, everything that crawls or eight-legged, everything that's living, alive. It's our duty to work with it, to protect it. We have to understand that the earth can live without human beings. But the question is, can we live without the earth? The answer is no.
In other words, Mr. Thompson, what you're saying is if you were to compare, if there is any comparison between your spirituality and traditional Judeo-Christian spirituality, you basically have been guided from you are spiritually guided to do what you're doing.
Definitely, this is a natural way of life, natural law. We are one with natural law. We are one with creation. We are one with elements that surround us, that provide us and sustain us with life. But we need to protect if the future generations that are coming are to come into a polluted place, then we're not doing our job. We have to make way that when the unborn arrive, that they're going to be coming into a safe world. Safe place, safe environment, safe water, safe air, safe food, everything from A to Z.
Are there any more questions from the news media? Let's have the questions from the news media for Larry Thompson. Any questions from down in Albany to Larry Thompson?
How would you basically remove, if you can get it removed, how would you remove this the chemicals, safely?
Well, they got a railroad there right on site. All they have to do is put it in a railroad cars and take it to a secured landfill.
Where it was supposed to be.
Where it would be acceptable to all mankind, humankind, that it would be safed and monitored. As I indicated earlier, there's no underlining on it. It's just sitting on the ground. For EPA, the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe, New York State, and the federal government to agree just to leave it there, that's unacceptable. That's a Band-Aid solution. They need to remove it. Nothing short of that. They stop.
Yeah, we're really... Go ahead.
They stop from crossing the finish line and doing it accurately. All those entities I had mentioned. But you have to understand, they're under domestic law. The Oglehoma Signatory Tribe is international, and we're going to see to it that they do remove it.
That is what we see as one of the major strategies for minimizing the exposure that people, especially children, received these chemicals. The World Health Organization, they published a report in 2010. Its title is Persistent Organic Pollutants, Impact on Child Health, and they're recommending minimization of exposure. So when you just try to apply that to aquasosne, one of the ways of minimizing the exposure that the children of aquasosne receive to PCBs, which are a very significant part of the total collective persistent organic pollutants, one way of doing that is to remove that toxic mound so there will be no more PCBs coming into the groundwater there on the Mohawk land, on the Ongahonway land, and no more PCBs evaporating out of that toxic mound and being in the air where First Nations people are breathing there. So that's one thing that could be done, and what Mr. Thompson and the clam mother are calling for that would minimize the exposure that aquasosne children and other children who live around that area get to the PCBs. Our group, we have started to focus on another aspect of the POPs exposure minimization. We've always been about education. So we feel like, well, we would like to see the government there at aquasosne, say the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe Environmental Division and the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe Health Center, we would like to see them work together with our group to educate all the people that live there at aquasosne about the presence of the PCBs and the brominated flame retardants and dioxins and a large number of pesticides that are persistent and last a long time in people's bodies and accumulate in animal fat. We want to educate the people of aquasosne of how to avoid exposure to those chemicals by not consuming the animal fat as much as people would if the animal fat was clean. The animal fat now, after the many years that these chemicals have been in the environment and then in the food supply, and with the feeding of waste animal fat to food animals, which occurs a lot in the factory farming, we're seeing that there are enough of the PCBs and dioxins and brominated flame retardants and pesticides in the animal fat that this is a major source of exposure to the POPs. And to minimize the exposure of kids at aquasosne, we think they should start with educating the parents and the children about the presence of the POPs in the animal fat, not only the animal fat of the fish in the river in the St. Lawrence and the St. Regis and the grass and the Salmon River, but in the chicken and the beef and the pork and the turkey and the all these and the ice cream and the milk and the yogurt, the presence of all these POPs in all of the animal fat, regardless of whether it's from the wild caught fish or bought in the supermarket. And we think that if people know about that, they'll start by fixing the problem in two ways. They will stop buying so much of this food, and they will also ask the schools to change their menus so that the schools aren't feeding the children only the meat that's cheap. And it's not even meat. It's processed meat. The hot dogs and the hamburger and the bologna, those are foods that have more animal fat in them than, say, a piece of chicken with the skin taken off it. There's very little fat in skinned chicken. There's lots of fat in bologna and hot dogs and hamburger. And there's one reason for that alone, and it's because it's cheap. Animal fat is cheap. It's a lot cheaper than the muscle part of the meat. And so to make cheap food that will give people some protein from animals, they mix the animal fat with the protein and then have the hot dogs and hamburger. And that should not be done in a time when there's so much cancer and diabetes and heart disease caused by the PCB exposure and the brominated flame retardant exposure and the dioxin exposure. Those practices have to change. So we've been contacting schools and contacting the food program director. We've contacted Brian Mitchell with the food program at the Augsburg Free Academy. And what he said to me was that he was not interested in talking about the World Health Organization report and that they were going to follow the rules that were set in place for them by New York State. But New York State's rules don't address the matter of the contamination of the food supply and the cancer and the diabetes and the heart disease that exists so widespread in our region and then throughout the whole country and the whole world for that matter.
Hello.
So we're hoping that this will change. Has Dr. Carpenter joined the call?
Hello?
Larry here. No.
Yeah, Larry. Has Dr. Carpenter joined the call? Yeah, I don't hear anything from him. I'm thinking that I've pretty much covered what I want to say. Are there any more questions from the news media?
If they have no questions, I'd like to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Larry here again. I just want to make mention that above and beyond the PCBs, there is mercury in this mound. There's many other chemicals, asbestos and whatnot have you. It's all there. And I'd like to turn it over at this time to my wife, Dana Lee, who would like to chime in and put her knowledge into this area. Here she is.
That's great.
Here she is.
I'd just like to refer back to the fact that the PCBs, the reason why the United States government in 1976 banned its use because they realized that it was a very deadly thing for the environment and for human beings. Subsequently, these large plants, especially the ones surrounding Augusta and at different parts of the country, had dumps. Now, the dump in particular at Agwizasne, what they did is that they never followed the rules, meaning the rules that was established by the state of New York and the United States in regard to toxic chemicals. And what they did was that they just went into an open field and start dumping this. So they had no, they didn't take into consideration the rules that were established by the government that they believe in. They just broke all the laws, and they dumped it. So now, these many years later, there's been numerous studies done that have been done by different people from all over the world. There's collaborative research done by the Centers for Elimination of Minority Health Disparities by the State University of New York at Albany. There's studies that were done by Environment Canada. There are studies that other people did, but they all do know one thing, that the health and the impact here at Agwizasne in regard to those poisons is showing itself. So the only right thing to do is for these corporations to clean up the mess that they made. But what they did is they use a trick that a lot of corporations in the United States use, is that when it comes time to do what's right, they usually claim bankruptcy. And in this case, this is what General Motors did. They claimed bankruptcy, and they separated their toxic assets in their community, and they made a paper trail so that they wouldn't have to be fully responsible for the damage that they did. The compact that my husband talked about was an agreement that the United States made with General Motors and different entities. And what they did is they had General Motors agree that they would pay $773 million to clean up 89 toxic sites in the United States. But the thing of it is what most people, it sounds good, but it's not a cleanup. They're not going to clean up any of these areas. It's more like a cover-up. They're going to cover up some of these things. So, and then one of the things is that, you know, about 15 years ago, they had made say that they would remove the dump because as it is, it's sitting on ground and it leaks every day and into the air, the water, and into the bodies of the people at Agwizasne. So 15 years ago, they said it would roughly be somewhere about $600 million just to remove that dump. So today, when they made this agreement, it's $773 million. So there's no way that, you know, it's getting cleaned up. It's just being covered up. But it's on the backs of the people. And in the United States, they say that 74 million people live within 4 miles of toxic waste site. So it's not only the people at Oguzhestne that are being harmed, but it's the people all over the country. And these companies should be made to be responsible, just like all of us have to be responsible. They're not responsible. They, you know, just go and think that they can rape and pillage everything and then have no, take no responsibility. But the problem is that the people that are exposed to these chemicals, we're the ones that are taking all the, we're inheriting all these problems. And it's about time that these corporations are made to pay the fiddler, and they haven't. And I think that it's a very, very unjust. You know, the health systems of the country are being inundated by people who are sick, and, you know, their health is not good because they're exposed to all these things. But then they can't, they're made to feel like indifferent because they have such very big health costs. And then the people in the government say, well, we, you know, our health costs are too much. Well, if they looked at why in a lot of cases the health of the country is costing a lot of money, it's because of these multinational corporations who've done great harm to the earth, you know, and they're the ones that should be responsible. And if they take the irresponsibility of just leaving it where it is and getting away with it and forming new companies and declaring bankruptcy, then it's a sad state of affairs for the future generations. And I just think that they should be held accountable and responsible for their criminal acts. And that's what they've done. They've done criminal acts because they knowingly did this. The mine at the time, they knew it was poison and they still did it and they put it on the ground. And unmonitored, you know. It's not just here at Oguzhestne, it's straight across the country. So I think it's about time that they own up.
I just wish there was some way, like you say, that they could be held accountable. And the government's not going to hold them accountable. The government, I do not believe the government is going to hold them accountable because they let them off the hook over and over again, like they did when you said about 15 years ago they'd agreed, you know, there was going to be some cleanup done, and now it doesn't get done. They always let them off. I wish there was some way that the real people, you know, like you and Larry and I and other people that are concerned, I wish there was some way that we could just force those corporations to be accountable. And I really don't know where to start other than bringing large numbers of people out in the streets, say like there at Oguzhestne and up at Messina. If we could get large numbers of people to come out in the streets and say this is wrong, people have gotten sick because of illegal actions being taken by GM and the government, and people are still getting sick, and there's been no accountability and no paying up, so to speak, something's got to change. Even if that would happen, I think we would be making some progress. But without the numbers of people coming out, they keep ignoring us. I was down in Albany yesterday, and I went to Senator Ritchie's office. She represents St. Lawrence County. She's the New York State Senator from the St. Lawrence County area. She is the chair of the Agriculture Committee of the whole New York State Senate, and they act like they don't want to see me walking through the door when I am trying to get them to help change the world here in the St. Lawrence River Valley, help change the world of the people that live here as far as exposure to the persistent organic pollutants go. Just trying to get them to talk to me about that World Health Organization report and minimizing the exposure that children get to the PCBs and the flame retardants and the dioxins, and they don't want to talk about it. They got the power because we gave it to them, and I think it's time we take that power away from them and do these things ourselves. If the people would just start, like what Larry did, digging that PCB out of there, there should be more people go in there and just start putting it in those train cars is what should happen. That'd be really the way to go. I'll tell you, I'll do it if any of you guys want to go back in there again. I'd like to see about 20 people go back in there this time. Well, are there any more questions? Does anybody have a question for Donnelly? I have a question for you. How do you keep just being as beautiful and good-spirited about this as you do when you've had such horrible, horrible suffering through all these years, you know, with all the heart attacks and all the cancer and all the just being there so close to all that poison, how do you keep being so good-spirited, buddy?
Well, you have to, because that's the whole thing. You can't look at it if you just drown in the negative part of it, you know what I mean? Then you'll really be lost. But, you know, you have to, like, look forward. You have to try to know that you're going to, that change is going to happen. Change is going to happen one way or another. If they don't want to do it by the way that they, all the things that they were given, like in a good way, meaning that there is ways how for them to be held accountable and responsible, and they have erased all that. They don't want to, they have never up until this point bared the responsibility for what they've done. Then what will happen is that if they don't want to do all those things that are laid out there where they can make corrections, then what will happen is then natural law will take, hold of that and correct it. So, and that's, I think, something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, or, you know, you can't do things to the earth continuously and think you're going to get away with it, because it's going to change. It's going to turn. So, and because the earth is the same as us. We're not no better. We're all equal. And this is where I think the comprehension of those kind of things are different from the Ogwehuma people versus the non-Ogwehuma people, because people say, oh, it's only a tree. Oh, it's only water, you know. They don't take, they don't have the same kind of understanding that we're all the same, we're all equal.
They
and they don't, you know, they have the same spirit as us. And I think until they learn that, and, you know, maybe they would be more respectful to the earth, but at this point they just think, they look at the earth as a commodity. Take what they can and destroy it, and they don't want to never put anything back. They just want to take. And the taking is over, because the earth is very, very ill. And
it's very sick.
So if they can do it different ways, either do what's right, or if not, they'll be made to do what's right. And that's something that I don't think they, where they want to go.
Yeah, in our way, the earth will retaliate to heal itself and cleanse itself, and that's right around the corner.
Yeah, I hope these things happen quickly. I feel like that we've waited a long time for the corporations and the government to do the right thing, and a lot of people have died because it wasn't done right, and it just kept going on and on with those chemicals being there, and people trying to live there and just have a life and then getting poisoned and getting sick. It's gone on a long time, a very long time, and I really feel like I would love to see the earth and the good people, the people that want to do the right thing, I'd like to see them get on top of this and move fast to a whole new situation where there wasn't the poison and there was good health and there was good spiritual connectedness to the river and the land there and the trees and the wildlife and all the people just enjoying a good life, rather than just struggling with what the corporations and the government did that wasn't right. It just got to happen fast, the way I see it. Well, I'm very, very pleased with this. I really wish Dr. Carpenter could have been on the call, but this information is available. If anyone wants to do a Google or any kind of web internet search for WHO, World Health Organization, just search WHO, comma, persistent organic pollutants, colon, impact on child health. WHO, comma, persistent organic pollutants, colon, impact on child health. That report is sitting right there on the internet. It's only 58 pages. People can read it and help Larry and Donnelly and Cancer Action New York and the people of Agwesasne move forward in fixing this problem that the corporations and the government have created and that so much suffering has resulted from. Another big step in fixing that problem would be for lots of people to read that WHO report and then start doing something with what they learned from reading that report. Thanks, Larry and Donnelly. You guys are great. I just love you guys.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yep. And any news media people still on?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I just want to know if you know about anything that the EPA plans to do, or if there's anything going through the DEC that looks at this report, or anything.
Well, that's the interesting thing. I'm so glad you brought that up. We have been contacting the EPA and the New York State Department of Health, the New York State Cancer Consortium, and the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and the National Cancer Institute. We contacted all of them, and we've been asking them to talk to us about the World Health Organization report, Persistent Organic Pollutants' Impact on Child Health. And so far, the only governmental public health entity that's been willing to talk to us about this, well, there's two. The EPA, Dr. Mark Mattaloni with Region 2 EPA, he has been willing to talk to Cancer Action New York, me, Donald Hosig. He's been willing to talk about the WHO report and taking some steps. And see, he has been involved with the PCB contamination of New York City schools. There was PCB used in caulking in the windows and PCBs in the fluorescent lighting, the old fluorescent lighting fixtures. So there's significant concentrations of PCBs in the indoor air in some New York City schools. And so Dr. Mattaloni was talking to me about how the WHO report could be acted on in those situations. And he was saying, yeah, it's just so simple. Educate the people in those school districts about the presence of the POPs, including the PCBs, in the animal fat part of the food supply. Then those people can stop eating so much animal fat, and they will be addressing this matter of having had the exposure to the PCBs from breathing the air in the school. You know, you reduce your exposure, reduce your risk of getting the diseases that are caused by PCB exposure. So there's good vibe there. There's some good progress being made. And also, Craig Arquette with the Akwesasne Task Force on the Environment, that's part of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe government, they have agreed to talk to Cancer Action New York about the WHO POPs report and what can be done to minimize the exposure of the children of Akwesasne to the persistent organic pollutants. So, you know, we're making some progress, but then all those other parts of government, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and they funded this report. They paid for this report, but they won't talk to us about taking action on the report. You know, what are they going to do to minimize the exposure that children receive to persistent organic pollutants? National Cancer Institute. The National Cancer Institute refuses to talk about this World Health Organization report. The New York State Department of Health refuses to talk about it. The Cancer Consortium, I'm going to give them some credit. The Cancer Consortium is producing the 2011 to 2016 New York State Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan. They're producing that document right now. They put a link to the WHO POPs report in the draft cancer plan. So there are several things here the government is starting to do on minimizing kids' POPs exposure, and we're happy with that, but there's a huge amount they're not doing, such as cleaning those PCBs up at Akwesasne and cleaning the dioxins up out in Midland County, Michigan, and in the Tittabawassee River and the Saginaw River and in Lake Michigan. There's just an unbelievable amount of work that needs done. So people have got to start working together and working fast at it. It's all about protecting the health of the future America. Anybody else? Well, I feel like we've made some good progress. Is everybody ready to finish this?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna Lee. You people are strong and you're good, and I know we're going to win. Those PCBs will get out of there. I bet you the government will just decide, okay, well, they're strong and they're good. We got to, you know, just follow their example and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stand up to corporations, and it'll get fixed. I'll bet it does.
Okay.
And thanks, news media. Thanks to Scott Dustin with WPDM here in the San Lawrence River Valley. And thanks to Mr. Mancini with the Legislative Gazette down in Albany. We need the news media. The only way to, you know, make this noise louder and get it spread, the words spread further, the words of truth and the words of calling for good change, the only way to make that happen better than what we can do alone is for the news media to join in. So we really appreciate you guys. You guys are not the corporate news media. That's for sure. You're the people's news media, and we really love you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. This has been a good news coverage.
Yep.
This has been a Cancer Action New York news conference on the subject of aquasosmy, public health, and a solution, a change that can be made to protect public health at aquasosmy, and that is to take action on the World Health Organization report titled Persistent Organic Pollutants Impact on Child Health. One of the actions that needs to be taken is to remove all of the PCBs that are on the GM powertrain, the former GM powertrain Superfund site. There are so many PCBs there. There are PCBs in the toxic mound that Mr. Thompson dug into way back in August of 2011. There are PCBs in lagoons on that site. There are PCBs in sediments and soils on that site. There are hundreds of millions of dollars of cleanup work that need done there at the former GM powertrain site to do the right thing as far as acting on the WHO POPS report. And we're going to keep putting up health hazard advisories on persistent organic pollutants in all the places where these can be put up on the aquasosmy reserve. We put them up at the Bear's Den. We put them up at the Twin Leaf cigarette smoke sashak sales place. We put them up at various other stores and gas stations, and we asked the IGA to put one up. Health hazard advisories are the greatest way of educating the public. You tell people there's a health problem that they can avoid by telling them what the problem is and how to reduce their exposure to the POPs. And we're going to keep working on that, and Larry and Donna Lee and some of their associates are going to keep working on getting those PCBs off the GM site, and I'm sure there's going to be great progress made. This is the end of our Cancer Action News Conference. Have a great day.
Thank you.